Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
I'm chatting with Sam Samaratunga, PwC Global Risk Services. Sam, appreciate the time today. 27th year that PwC's put out the Global Digital Trust Insights Survey. I want to delve into the nuances around the South African component. But if we step back, broadly, what is the Digital Trust Insights Survey? How's it compiled and what's its key features?
Yes, so we have, it's a global survey. So we have over 4,000 organizations that take part in it, and that's those organizations being represented by both business leaders and technology leaders. Global, so we cover nearly 80 countries, and South Africa represents around 2%. It's 94 out of the participants are organizations from South Africa. The aim is to really understand how organizations are thinking about, on the one hand, the opportunity presented by technology and digital, and then on the other hand, how they're managing risks relating to the adoption of technology and digital, which of course is very interesting at this moment in time with the number of global dynamics going on.
Absolutely.
And I can go on to talk a little bit more, Simon, if you want to.
I want to drill into some of it, but one of the big findings, and I suppose this comes as no surprise to anyone, but data breaches cost companies money, and I imagine costs them reputation as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think the interesting, there's an interesting paradox though, Simon. I think on the one hand, you know, we do another survey with CEOs, and around 5,000 CEOs take part, and around 45% of those CEOs say they will not be economically viable, their organizations, if they continue to do what they do today. And that thinking is really driven by quite disruptive factors, macro factors like inflation, geopolitics, climate change, and so on. One of the factors, though, is the disruption and the potential for disruption relating to technology. So on the one hand, organizations need to embrace and adapt technology to survive, really, because otherwise they're going to be disrupted by competitors. On the other hand, these same forces create risk. Yeah. So to stay relevant, organizations need to adopt these technologies, which the change poses risk. The advent of AI, the use of cloud, also allows new methods of attack as well, particularly from a security point of view. So getting the balance right is the key thing. But exactly as you say, if that balance isn't right, and whilst organizations embrace these technologies, they are subject to, for example, a cyber breach or a technology outage as a result of poorly thought out risk. It definitely causes reputation risk. It may mean their customers don't get the services they want to. It may mean they upset regulators in regulatory industries. So not just the cost of recovery, but also the cost of the reputational impact, I think, is quite potentially significant.
And this is a huge shift, I imagine. As I said up front, you've been doing this survey for 27 years. 27 years ago, we had some technology. It was primitive internet, mostly dial-up. It was basically email. And to That's your point, right. I mean, even back then, you know, having an email address and a website address was a competitive advantage, but perhaps not the same level of risk that it is today.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And actually, it's the pace of change today and how fast things are evolving. In the olden days, as you said, 27 years ago, things were moving, but nowhere near at the pace it's moving today. You know, it's only less than 2 years ago that we all heard about Gen AI, although AI has been around for a while. And of course, that's opened up a whole new world of possibilities on the one hand, where companies can really use AI for greater productivity, greater speed, greater analysis and greater insight, greater engagement with customers, possibly even their employees. But on the other hand, the same AI can be used, for example, for deep fake type activity. You know, that it opens up new risks. So it's this changing landscape. And as I said earlier, it's just trying to get the balance between If you don't use it, you're going to be left behind. If you do use it, but use it in an irresponsible and not a particularly well thought out way, that can also be problematic. So it's just getting that balance right that's key at the moment.
Does it then lead to say that top cyber security skills and operation within an organization or a company is actually a competitive advantage?
I think exactly that. I think you make a very good point in terms of the potential for competitive advantage. Because on the one hand, if you're adopting these technologies, but it's backed by people who really understand the technologies, the use of those technologies. So organizations can take these risks, if you like, but do it intelligently. And if you have the right people backing it, that's exactly where we need to aim to get to. The really interesting thing, though, that the survey also says, two or three factors that I think reinforce the point you make. First of all, there's a bit of a disconnect between the views of the technology leaders within organizations and the business leaders. So, for example, the two-thirds of the technology leaders or thereabouts rank cyber as the highest risk, whereas less than 50% of business leaders rank cyber as the highest risk. Now, instead, the business leaders are focusing on things like inflation, and that may well be the right thing, but I think the concern is there is a disconnect. So it's important that everyone's aligned on how important this is, so that then provides the right focus, the right investment. And the second interesting fact coming out of the survey is that only 2%, I mean, that's a tiny number, only 2% of the 4,000 plus respondents say they've implemented cyber resilience activities, actions, controls across the whole organization, especially in areas that are much more concerning, like cloud-related activities, third parties that organizations rely on. You know, it's one thing protecting the organization itself, but it's another thing if your weakest link is outside your organization through a supplier. So alignment, I think, is important, and really making sure that we are taking a holistic look at the opportunity and the threat relating to this, I think, is critical.
Yeah, and I like your point there around the cloud related. You've got to use the cloud, but of course now you've handed this off to a third party, and suddenly your business, your reputation, your risk actually sits with somebody else, and you've got to be able to navigate that relationship. We'll leave that there. That's
That's right.
That's Sam Samaratunga. He's PwC Global Risk Services. Appreciate the time today.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.